You're building their empires. They're not building yours. And in fact, even if one of yours is coming up, you want to compete with them and tear them down. الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتْ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. By the way, believing men and women are protectors and allies and carers of each other and saviors of each other. Men have to save women, women have to save men. Men have to protect women, women have to protect men. Quran says, because they're بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ Bob, which means a woman is a man's wali too, and a man is a woman's wali too. They're looking out for men, men are looking out for them. There's a reciprocity. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. Disbelievers are wali to each other. The enemies of Allah are wali to each other. What does this mean? أَيْ بَيْنَهُمْ مَوَدَّةٌ وَالنُّصْرَةُ يَنْصُرُ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا. That means they have a love between them, they have a care between them, they have aid and assistance between them, and they aid one another. They help one another. Let me give you a simple example of this in our times. I'll give you a practical example. I know it's time. Okay, we're okay. Inshallah. So Muslims move all over the world, right? Muslims are found everywhere. I mean, I jokingly say Pakistanis are found wherever mosquitoes are found. So, but you know, when Muslims move from different countries, what's their priority? Get financially stable. If you have kids, make sure you can provide a good education for them. Of course, a big priority is buying a home, right? Let's get a home. And if somebody's in a business, let's get the business settled and established and all this kind of stuff. Me and my family, right? And then because it's me and my family and I don't want my kids doing drugs and alcohol and this and that, I need to find a masjid. Let's be real. You want to find a masjid not because you're concerned for the ummah. You don't want your kids going bad. So we're focused on ourselves and ourselves and ourselves. Kind of that's the mentality, right? And even though we make our communities and masajid and centers and things like that, mashallah, that's there, it's still, at the end of the day, very hyper-individualistic. It's not really caring for one another in this certain kind of way. I go to other communities, non-Muslim communities, non-Muslim minority communities. I notice something. They make sure to do business with each other. They make sure to sponsor young men's educations. They make sure to get, they spot a young, like, they'll have like a business dinner or whatever, some of the big business people in their community, they'll have a dinner, a gala, and some 17-year-old sitting there, and the billionaire will sit on the same table as the 17-year-old and say, what do you do, young man? Oh, I like photography. Show me some of your photographs. Okay, come to my office tomorrow. I have some work for you. They'll give opportunity to each other to build these close ties and to elevate their youth, right? To elevate the next generation. And they'll buy up real estate and then develop that real estate and enhance it. And what do Muslims do? What Muslims do is they go buy a halal chicken place and they want to start their halal chicken restaurant. And then the guy next to us says, that's a good business. I'm going to open one across the street. If that's Habib's chicken, this is Habib's chicken. And then, so, all right, fine. You got 88 grocery stores, restaurants, and they're all lined up now. They're lined up on the same street. This happens in Chicago. This happens in London. This happens in Australia. It happens everywhere, right? We do this. And we did this 35, 40 years ago. And you come to those neighborhoods 35, 40 years later, how do they look? Better or worse? They look worse. They look like they're in a, you walked into a time machine. This place didn't change at all. It's exactly the same. And you go to other minority communities that started businesses, and their areas become some of the prime real estate in the entire city, sought after by even international businesses and all of it. Why? Because they have this concept, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. Allah says, إِلَّا تَفْعَلُوهُ تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ. If you don't become each other's awliya, there's going to be fitna in the world. You will remain weak. You will only sell grocery store. You should have a bigger store than Aldi by now, the Muslims. You understand? But our neighborhoods dilapidate because we're still hyper-individualistic. We don't think in terms of wilayah. They think in terms of wilayah. They think in terms of compound investments. They think in terms of long-term goals, development goals. And then when they get big enough, then they don't call the governor. The governor calls them. That's what they do, because they have a say. There are very few Muslim communities that I've seen that understand the concept of wilayah at the social economic level, like the Somali community in Minnesota. They understand it. Somebody should do a PhD on that community, because they understood something. They work as a block. They work as a block, and they understood the concept of wilayah. But the rest of us, we don't get it. Like, what's our great accomplishment? We're going to build a giant masjid. Okay? Now that we built a giant masjid, now we're going to have a giant fundraiser to keep the masjid going. Because now the masjid needs... We needed the masjid, now the masjid needs us. Right? But nobody's thinking we need to build businesses, schools, we need to build gyms, we need to build high-end hotels, residences, you know, workspaces, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they're so high level that even non-Muslims want to do business with us. Because right now, we make them money. We make everybody else money. But they don't make us money. Nobody comes to your halal grocery store. But you go to their restaurants and you go to their grocery stores. You're building their empires. They're not building yours. And in fact, even if one of yours is coming up, you want to compete with them and tear them down. That's what you do. But we read these ayat like, yes, believers are awliya to each other. How are we awliya? Let's make a dua on Facebook. This is our concept of wilayah. Put a crying emoji next to somebody's. It's so artificial. You understand? So practically speaking, when Allah says we are awliya to each other, we need to think deeply about what this means.
Hey guys, you just watched a small clip of me explaining the Quran in depth as part of the Deeper Look series. Studying the Quran in depth can seem like a really intimidating thing that's only meant for scholars. Our job at Bayyinah is to make deeper study of the Quran accessible and easy for all of you. So take us up on that challenge. Join us for this study, the Deeper Look of the Quran, for this surah and many other surahs on BayyinahTV.com under the Deeper Look section.